guiding eyes. Corky, a yellow Labrador. It's been 5 years since I was paired with this dog, who, in fact, is more than a dog. She watches for me. Our twin minds go walking, and I suspect as we enter the subway on Lexington that we're a kind of centaur, or maybe two owls riding the shoulders of Minerva. The traffic squalls and plunges at Columbus Circle, seethes down Broadway, and we step out into the blackness that alarmed Pascal, the emptiness between stars. I suppose we're scarcely whole, if I think on it. We walk on a dead branch, two moths still attached, the inert day poised above us, the walls of the canyon looming. Did I think on it? A blessing opens by degrees, and I must walk both bodily and ghostly down Fifth Avenue, increasing my devotion full much to the postulate of arrival, to how I love this inexhaustible dog who leads me past jackhammers and the police barriers of New York. All day snow falls on the disorderly crowds. It clothes Miss Corky until her tawny fur carries the milky dirt of ocean and stone. The centaur gathers what passes from our flesh into the heart of animal faith. Meanwhile, she guides me home.